Hello, my friends. It's your buddy Phil, project management trainer and coach. Today, we're going to take a look at the PMBOK Guide 7th edition. And I'm going to be sharing with you certain reasons why I believe you shouldn't dump your previous PMBOK Guide editions, be it the 6th, the 5th, whichever one. The reason is this. The PMBOK Guide 7th edition does not do a good enough job in breaking down the basics of project management. The basics of project management have been covered pretty well in the 6th edition, even though it's a larger publication, and the 5th edition as well to a large degree. The reason why I often say the 6th edition is one of the best is because of chapter 3 that really goes in on leadership and the role of the project manager. Now that the 7th edition does not do as good as the 6th. Something else that's covered really well in the 6th edition is the general structure of project management. When you think about page 171 in the 7th edition, the breakdown of process groups is very weak. And that's the structure that a lot of beginners need for project management. They need to understand, how do I start a project? What do I do as a project manager? So as opposed to telling them, you behave nicely to your customers, you are a diligent steward, you espouse team think, instead of those things which come with almost every other job in today's modern world, it is better to give them some structure such as initiating, planning, executing, monitoring and controlling, and closing. Something else that the 7th edition doesn't do very well is break down the structure further from process groups into chunks of knowledge. So we call them knowledge areas. The knowledge areas are covered brilliantly in the 6th edition. It's a little bit overkill. I know the 6th edition is a huge behemoth. It's too big for sure, but it does tackle the concept of knowledge. And you can find this in the Concepts, Trends, Tailoring, and Consideration for Agile. To be quite honest, if I was PMI, I would say Concepts, Trends, Tailoring, and Considerations for Agile needs to be a separate book, because there's so much great stuff in the CTTCs. Now, I guess you could say that the CTTCs are covered in its own little area in the Agile Practice Guide. If you go to pages 90 to 95 thereabouts, you find the knowledge areas being covered from an Agile lens as well. So even though it doesn't have the Concepts, Trends, and Tailoring, it does have the Considerations for Agile, right? And that is why I would say also hold on to your Agile Practice Guide. It has a really good breakdown of how you can see project management from an Agile lens, you know, through the knowledge areas. So what does the 7th do? Well, if you look at the 6th, the 6th has some great structure. It gives you the process groups. It gives you the knowledge areas. And it gives you the Concepts, Trends, Tailoring, and Considerations for Agile. Okay? It's too big. It's huge, right? It's too big. It did need to be taken down a little bit. The 7th edition, what the 7th edition does is it blows out the PMI code of ethics into 12 principles for project management. You could call them delivery principles. That the 6th edition doesn't have. The other thing that the 7th edition doesn't have, and this is the third book I'm talking about now, the 7th edition does not replace agile think. And that is in the Agile Practice Guide. Okay. Now, the principles in the 7th edition, they're progressive. However, they do not focus on agile think. And that is what you will get from the Agile Practice Guide. Okay? So, if you're trying to study for any of the more serious, like really harder exams, you are going to need to still understand knowledge areas, process groups, and of course, considerations for Agile, which are well covered in here. The 7th edition mentions the word Agile a handful of times, even though the thinking is a lot compatible with Agile, but really understanding the practices of Agile, it's not done in the 7th edition. This is why I encourage you. I've been hearing a lot of you saying you're going to chuck your 6th edition, or you're going to throw away your Agile Practice Guide now, your PMP. Don't do that. Keep it. You're going to need the 6th edition in time to come, and you're going to need your Agile Practice Guide if you stay in the profession long enough. See? The other reason why I would recommend keeping your 6th edition is in the 7th edition, the language that is used in the domains, guess what language it is? It is knowledge area language. Let me give you an example. Page 7 of part 2, which is a little bit confusing. Some people think that the PMBOK Guide 7th edition is 200 and something pages. That is not correct. It is over 300 plus pages because part 1 is numbered on its own and part 2 is numbered differently. So where part 1 ends at page 67, part 2 starts again at page 1 and continues to 274, so it's like 330 something pages. But anyway, going to page 7 of part 2, it says, a project performance domain is a group of related activities. Now think about that word. You know how we use the word activity. We use the word activity quite specifically in scheduling. So when we say activity in this lens, it means something different. It doesn't mean an activity in your schedule. Can you see why you need the grounding from the previous editions to help you navigate and understand what exactly they're talking about? Okay. Now, if we look at the language, it says there are 8 performance domains: stakeholders, team, development approach and lifecycle, planning, project work, delivery, measurement, and uncertainty. Let me show you the problem with this. You have stakeholder. You have team. You have development approach, you have delivery, you have measurement, you have uncertainty, and you have planning. How does that enable a beginner to get this concept of project management when all of these need to be planned anyway? And then you have planning as a separate thing, as if we don't plan all of these, as if we don't execute all of them. Do you get what I'm saying? As if we don't monitor them. If we have domains, we might as well just stick to the convention of process group and knowledge area because it's the same thing, even better, more effective. Do you get what I'm saying? There is absolutely no reason to use domains that are quite laborious to understand because they don't overlap in a clean way. It becomes worse. You know that image in the sixth edition on page 555? This breakdown of domains, it worsens page 555 in the sixth edition. It makes it worse. So these are all reasons, my friends, why I encourage you to not throw away the sixth edition. It's not the greatest publication, I know, it's not the best. I quite prefer the Agile Practice Guide. But if you keep your sixth edition, I know it's bulky and annoying for many of us, but you're going to have some structure in time to come that you can go back and look at and use it to educate others. It is also a cleaner breakdown. You also have the concepts, trends, tailoring, and considerations for Agile. And as far as the Agile Practice Guide, it has more Agile, practical Agile, than the seventh edition. Agile Practice Guide goes deep into concepts of practices that you would carry out on an Agile team, T-shaped skills, broken comb, fishbowl window concept. You know, you have all of the Agile approaches broken down to some degree, you know, like less, Scrum of Scrums, TDD, XP, and the like. The seventh edition doesn't do that for you. I will also point out to you that the seventh edition is quite unwieldy as far as the number of definitions as well. I know people think they're getting away from definitions. No, it's pretty unwieldy as well. You know, we're talking about at least 100 of these definitions that are documented in these tables and the glossary and stuff. So you are not going to get away from these definitions, my friends. You still have to tackle them, okay? So what the seventh edition does, the real strong point in the seventh is given some principles, you know, that people in the PMI world can use. To be quite honest, those principles, they ain't gonna be used in the world of Agile, mainstream Agile. You know, mainstream Agile is still questioning discipline Agile. Mainstream Agile is still questioning these principles. Are they a substitute or even worth complementing the Agile Manifesto? So I'm just being honest, I'm just keeping it real for you. When you talk about the seventh edition, the value it brings to the table is limited. At least the Agile Practice Guide has got the Agile Manifesto values and the principles. The Agile Practice Guide has got the continuum of life cycles. Agile Practice Guide shows you the STACI model. The seventh edition mentions the STACI model and fails to show it to you. Seventh edition mentions something as graphic as the Hersey-Blanchard model, and it doesn't even show you that matrix of it. It mentions the Thomas Kilman mode instrument, shows you no graphic or image of it. That is inherently hopeless to a visual learner. So I'm telling you this so you don't get carried away thinking everything is in the seventh. It is not. All right? Keep your sixth edition, keep your Agile Practice Guide, and also take a look at Standards Plus, which has some brilliant articles, video that builds on what the seventh edition started. The size of the book, I know it looks very small, but when you boil it down, a lot of the sixth is the second part of the sixth. So if you strip off that second part that no one reads, you have content that is you know, it's bigger than the seventh, but the presentation of it, the ordering of it, I think is a lot better. All right, that's my two cents. If you feel the sixth edition is of no value, like, I guess you should think again, look at these points and keep it in your library for another 10 years at least. And if at that point you feel it's useless, then, you know, I don't know. I still have my Pembok Guide second edition way back from 2004. You know, this is 17 years later, still in my library. So don't throw away your sixth. It's hard to find the second edition. First edition is hard as well. I had a copy of the seventh edition, of the first edition too. I have a copy of the seventh and everything before it, but my first edition, I can't find it. So that's my two cents, my friends. I hope this gave you some food for thought. Bye for now.